Netanyahu, Gantz invited to Washington amid reports of Trump peace plan rollout. By Deborah Danon on January 23, 2020. Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main challenger, Blue and White leader Benny Gantz, will go to the White House next week to discuss regional prospects for peace, Vice President Mike Pence said from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem Thursday. The invitation comes amid reports President Donald Trump's long-awaited deal of the century would be unveiled next week. The two Israeli politicians are due in D.C. on Tuesday, the same day a Knesset vote is planned for the establishment of a committee to debate Netanyahu's request for immunity and the corruption charges facing him. We just completed a conversation about plans for next week. President Trump asked me to extend an invitation to Prime Minister Netanyahu to come to the White House next week for talks on regional issues and prospects for peace, Pence said. At the Prime Minister's suggestion, I also extended an invitation to Benny Gantz, he added. I suggested that Benny Gantz be invited to this event as well because I think it is important that we not lose this historic opportunity with such friends in the White House, Netanyahu said. We should get as broad a consensus as possible. The Trump administration's peace proposal is reportedly set to roll out next week. The plan will be the most generous American peace proposal ever for Israel, a Channel 12 report said, citing an unnamed source. It would reportedly allow for Israeli sovereignty over all West Bank settlements and the Jordan Valley alongside recognition of a demilitarized Palestinian state. The plan would include a major shift of the Israeli border eastwards, the report said, and would meet Israel's security demands. All ministers were banned from media interviews Thursday in deference to the Trump administration's upcoming plans, the report said. The Palestinians would receive statehood so long as they adhered to the following four conditions. 1. Recognize Israel as a Jewish state. 2. Demilitarize Gaza. 3. Disarm the Hamas terror group. 4. Recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. If the Palestinians object, the report said, the White House may then turn to Israel and declare, everything is yours, effectively greenlighting the annexation of West Bank settlements immediately. The proposal's main aim, the source said, is to add territories to Israel and to allow for an almost unbroken territorial succession, with a continuum that would provide West Bank communities the ability to reach Jerusalem on foot. The term Aliyah Bergel, literally translated as going up by foot, refers to the biblical pilgrimage to the Temple in Jerusalem that took place three times a year on the Jewish festivals of Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Pence, a devout Christian, was photographed with several U.S. and Israeli officials, including Netanyahu and U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, in front of a painting of the Jewish temple at the American Embassy in Jerusalem. Vice President Mike Pence, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman meet in front of a painting of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem at the U.S. Embassy in the Israeli capital on January 23, 2020.